Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The motorcycle season is off to a good start in Minnesota this summer. State Motorcycle Safety Coordinator Jay Bach says they're seeing fewer deadly crashes.
We currently have 15 fatalities in Minnesota. Any fatality is a problem, and I'm not encouraged by the fact that there has been some fatalities, but obviously from the standpoint comparing that to last year at this time, we had 28. So that's encouraging.
Bach says July and August are usually the months with the highest number of deadly crashes. There were 74 motorcycle fatalities in Minnesota last year. U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison of Minnesota's 3rd District is concerned changes made with the advisory committee that oversees vaccines in the country will lead to misinformation for parents and caregivers.
As parents, we just want to be able to make the best decisions for our children. And I can tell you as a doctor for more than 20 years, I've sat with parents and patients who are thoughtful, cautious, and want to do the right thing for themselves and their children.
Morrison joined the Democratic Doctors Caucus for a news conference to protest the new appointees to the advisory committee made by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The man accused of shooting two lawmakers and their spouses made a brief appearance in federal court today. 57-year-old Vance Belther entered the courtroom wearing a protective garment used for inmates on suicide watch. His attorney, Manny Atwal, requested a delay in proceedings, citing poor jail conditions that have left Belther sleep-deprived and struggling to communicate. Belther told the judge he hadn't slept in nearly 2 weeks and denied being suicidal. The judge rescheduled the hearing for July 3rd at 2:30 p.m. And as construction projects continue across Minnesota roads, the Department of Public Safety is reminding drivers, move over, it's the law. State Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen.
Safety and attention to those who are working at roadside, whether it's law enforcement, EMS, fire, tow trucks, maintenance, utility workers, there's a lot of people that have to make their living on the side of the road, and we need to give them safe space to do that.
A violation of the move over law carries a fine of more than $100. This is MNN. Nurses and other healthcare workers at multiple Duluth and Superior healthcare facilities will be the first to begin a ULP strike to demand their hospitals engage in fair negotiations, stop committing unfair labor practices, and to work with nurses to advocate for patients. All striking Minnesota Nurses Association members issued a 10-day notice to hospitals today. Select fire departments across Minnesota are experimenting with a new foam made from soybeans that will help put out fires. Wilmar Deputy Fire Chief Matt Grave has studied the new product called Soy Foam and says it is emerging as a potential star of the future.
It's certified to be environmentally safe, biodegradable, no PFAS, no forever chemicals. It's just a really good product that's going to be, I think, very beneficial for us down the road.
It also helps Minnesota soybean growers as a new way to utilize their crop. And a 16-year-old is now facing murder charges in adult court following a deadly February shooting in Austin. Philip Gills was formally arraigned today after being certified to stand trial as an adult earlier this week. His conditional bail is set at $1 million.